and welcome to another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm Travis Justice. Back in his broadcast seat, because he skipped out on us last week, my good friend, he's also your good friend, Pat Capagna. Hello, Pat.
Hey, ciao, Travis. Glad to be back.
You know, when you sit down and plan a trip to Tuscany, it can be a daunting task, whether you're going for the first time, which it is really overwhelming at that point, or even if you're a repeat visitor to the region. You're always looking for something new to do, something different to do. You'll want to experience some of the same things, but you also want to experience the countryside, Florence, in maybe a different way than you haven't before. I always joke, Pat, that I'm not a planner, and you're the planner when it comes to the two of us. Mm-hmm. And as much as I know, I'm not a great planner. That's why I depend on you, because planning is a very important step when you go to Tuscany.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy taking a look at those guides and figuring out where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do, what's available, what time things are open. But I think we might have stumbled upon a means to take some of that work out of a trip to Tuscany. And I'm really excited about this next interview.
So don't be stressed. Take a big sigh, let out all of it, and just sit back, because the planning stages to your trip to Tuscany will be all solved in the next 30 minutes. The 2014 tourist season is really getting ready to get into full speed. And when you go to Florence or when you go to Tuscany, you're probably asking yourself, what do you do? And you can read guides, you can do all the exploration you want, but you really need an expert on location. And that's where our guest comes in, because he's a true expert. In 2006, he helped found FlorenceTown.com and FlorenceTown Tours. And they are your one-stop shop for your tours of Florence and the excursions you can do in Tuscany. Please welcome to the Total Tuscany Podcast our good friend, because we've known him for 5 minutes now, Urbano Breedy. Urbano, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Travis. I'm doing well. Hello, everybody.
Hello everybody.
Travis, thank you so much for your wonderful introduction. Maybe probably it's too much. What is true is that I'm from Tuscany, and I actually, what I do every day is to think about amazing experiences and activities for those travelers that come to my region to visit places, restaurants, museums. So actually, this is true. I'm not sure if I'm the guys everybody should meet, but I'll do my best to make them all happy.
Well, I tell you what first attracted me to FlorenceTown.com and what caught my eye is that I've been to Tuscany several times now, and I'm looking for new things to do. And a Vespa tour is something that I've always wanted to do. I've never had the courage to rent a Vespa and drive it around, and same with my wife. And then I found that this Vespa tour, and it led me to you. Are the Vespa tours one of your most popular excursions? How many people want to get on those scooters and drive around?
Well, I must say, Travis, that the Vespa tour has been massive since the beginning. I remember 2008 when me and my business partner, Luca, we started to think about a possible Vespa tour of Tuscany. Like, we need to find a way to have these people seeing the beautiful hills on a legend that is the Vespa, on a board of a legend. So we decided to create this kind of a nice and easy itinerary in the Chianti area, just out of Florence. And we've been working a lot with our guys to create this special training in order to have them be confident with the Vespas. And what came out was a pretty okay, easy. Like, everybody has a little training before starting the tour. They get confident with the Vespas. They're all automatic vehicles, so pretty easy. And after 5-10 minutes, they're all pretty okay. And we also have like a Vespa, like a three-wheel Vespa that is called a tuk-tuk, where maybe some mothers, you know, people that are not pretty confident or they don't feel confident, they can just join the tour by sitting on the back of this tuk-tuk. But it's very easy, and it's going so well. Like, we have a list 4,000 people every year on our Vespa tour, and it's going very well, growing and growing, Travis.
Really?
Really? Now, Urbano, it's Pat here. What's the typical size of the Vespa tours? Is that just a family size, a few couples, or how many people go out in a typical excursion?
Okay, so we have in a nice season, we have two Vespa tours a day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. We have a group of maximum of 14 people. We do families, yes, we do couples, like a little group of students, and even single travelers, they come and visit Tuscany and they want to explore it in a different way. You know, they just are fed up of those big coaches tours where they are getting bored and sometimes they fell asleep, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they want to experience something adventurous, something new, something closer to the Italian culture.
Well, that's interesting because when I get off the train station at the Santa Maria Novella, the first thing you see is experience Florence by bus. And it's so tempting, especially if you've never been there. You're like, I'll just go throw my money there. And then you sit on a bus. But now that I found FlorenceTown.com, I don't have to get on that bus. I can go straight to you and find different excursions, just not for Florence, but Tuscany as well. So with the Vespa tour, it's a maximum of 14 people. Is it just a day trip, or are there trips that you can have multi-days?
Well, Travis, well said about the big coach tour of Florence, because Florence is a walkable city. Everybody can walk around, and you just don't need a big bus to see all the main sights. The Vespa is fun. The Vespa is nice. The Vespa is cool, and we do 1 day trips all around the Chianti area, but we can also organize private tours of Tuscany made of different days, like a 5 days tour, including many different cities and many different areas of Tuscany. You know, there's so much to see. But 1 day tour is pretty enough in order to give you an idea of what Tuscany, of the countryside is, just to escape from the noise and of Florence. Mm-hmm.
And so, Urbano, the people that rent the Vespas, do you have somebody that goes along with them and shows them the sights and points out various aspects of the city, or are they more on their own so they can explore?
No. There's always a guy with them. Our guys are working with us for 4 years. They're so happy to meet new people every day. They will meet them at the meeting point in the morning. They will drive them out of the city in a comfortable minivan. They will reach the space where we have, it's a beautiful villa actually, where we have our Vespas, and they will start a training session. Everything will be so slow. I mean, there's no rush at all. Everybody will feel comfortable, and then we'll start the tour. It's a pretty easy drive through the hills, through cypresses, medieval villages, churches, and we stop to a winery to see how they make wine, and then we have a beautiful lunch in this noble villa that is our headquarters in the Chianti area, and then they will be free to have a drink, a glass or two, because they will not be driving after that anymore. So it's a full day of pure Tuscan experience.
That sounds wonderful.
Urbano Brini is our guest. He's from FlorenceTown.com. If you are planning your trip to Tuscany, if you're planning your trip to Florence, your first stop, your first research should really be, as you plan to take tours, is at FlorenceTown.com, because he has so many options, both shared tours and private tours. Urbano, 40,000 tourists you served last year at FlorenceTown.com. What is the majority of your audience? Is it Italian? Is it German? Is it American? What's the majority of your audience?
No, thanks God they're not Italians. Otherwise, with the Vespa, they will create their own itinerary. You know, it's very not easy to deal with Italians like that. Actually, our company started his experiences in 2006. Since then, we've been creating amazing experiences in Florence and Tuscany for those English-speaking clients, the travelers that want to come over and see something new, something in a different way. So that's why we created the bike tour of the city of Florence, the boat tour of the Arno River, the horses and vineyards tour in the countryside, a fantastic cooking class and a pizza and gelato making class, and a wine academy and a Tuscany wine trail. So many, many activities to show the people the best of our land. And they generally, most of them, they come from the United States of America and also Canada, Australia, England. But actually, we have people coming from all over the world. Like we had Swedish people, people from Hong Kong, India. You know, there are like a big majority of travelers from those countries. But we have minorities from everywhere else in the world.
You know, Urbano, I'm a person that likes to plan. I like to plan our trips when we head over.
See, he's the planner. I'm just to show up and do whatever, and I go find it. We're completely opposite.
Yeah.
You guys are more than welcome. Please, come over.
What sounds great is that you take the work out of planning the trip. And for someone like me who wants to experience some of those, the variety, the cooking class and the bike tour, I can do the research myself, but I can also drop in and let you guys lead me to the various locations and then step back right into my own villa and enjoy myself.
Yes, of course. Like we have many different programs. Some of them are more active. Like I wanna really experience. I wanna do the hands-on. I wanna try to make a fresco class. I wanna work with ceramics. I wanna make pasta. I wanna learn how to make tiramisu or gelato or pizza. So these are like learn. Like I wanna experience the true Tuscan experience. But then we also have other possible activities for those travelers. They wanna maybe have a more back journey, maybe see something more about art. Maybe they want a chauffeured experience with a guy taking care of them, driving them to the best areas of Tuscany by Mercedes. So there are many different options. We will make all of them happy.
You know, when you go to Tuscany for the first time, and there may be a lot of people worrying about, you know, what they're purchasing and all that stuff. Are your tours original? And what I mean is that do you formulate your tours? Are they broker tours? Are they somebody else's? Or are they 100% yours, your tours?
Well, we do not outsource tours. Every single thing that we've been done was made by us. We produce the tours, like we own the Vespas. Mm-hmm. We employ the chefs that do the cooking class. So we buy gas and we buy flour for the cooking class. I won't say we feed the horses because we really don't. But we own the bikes and we employ the guides and the drivers and we own the minivans. So everything that's why our specialization is only on Florence and Tuscany. Do not ask to Urbano about Rome and Venice because he wouldn't answer. We are the king here. We do the best to make them all happy here, creating new experiences and delivering quality. That's it. This is very important to underline that it's all about quality, authenticity, and everything available every day, every single day, one or two departures per day for every single tour.
Hey, Urbano, I noticed that you have a few new events this year. The 1 hour with the David, a new wine academy. Can you tell us about those?
Oh, of course, Travis. This is a good question, actually. Thank you for asking, because this is my proud. This is my the new thing that I wanted to tell you about. We started the four new tours for this season coming over 2014. The Academia tour, it actually is 1 hour with David. This 1 hour with David can be combined with our walk and talk tour, our bike tour of Florence, or can be purchased as a hour with David. That includes the visit of the Academia gallery with a guide. Then in the afternoon in Florence, we created this amazing wine academy and olive oil tasting. It's an experience that will last for 1.5 hours, where you'll be tasting the best wines of Tuscany. You will learn about the regions of the wines, and then you will taste some amazing extra virgin olive oil and organic olive oil, and with many different tastes of marmalade, chocolate, and cheese, and so while the sommelier is talking, you will also get many different flavors. Then we have a Siena and San Gimignano tour by night. Yes, by night, because the city are so full of people, so full of groups during the morning. So we will leave Florence at 2 p.m. to reach Siena and San Gimignano at a time of the day where they're not busy at all, where you will feel like a local, and then we will finish the experience with a beautiful dinner in a castle in Chianti. This castle is Chianti is the same place where we have this fantastic VIP cooking class.
Wow.
So the chef will take you to the farmer's market in the morning, head into this beautiful villa, visit the cellars, and then do beautiful cooking class out of the city.
I can hear everybody running to their computer right now, logging on to florencetown.com and signing up for the Siena and San Gimignano tour right now. That sounds better. That sounds fantastic.
Fascinating, yeah.
What, you know, Urbano, let me ask you this, because you were born in Pisa, you're a Tuscan. What's your favorite tour? You offer so many different options for tourists. But if you had to take a tour,
just one.
One of yours, which one would you take?
I told you not the question, please. I told you not that question. What can I answer now? Well, I must say these are all like our creation, so I'm pretty happy with all of them. I must say that the bike tour of Florence is something that keeps on exciting me a lot, because we started it as a joke, you know, like me and Luca, we said, okay, we're going to buy 10 bikes in case it is not going to work. We're going to sell them to our relatives, you know, 10 bikes. Now we actually, from 2007, we probably bought more than 100 bikes. And we have 5,000 people doing the bike tour every year. And this is a great way to see the city of Florence as a Florentine, just like the way Florentine people do. I mean, they wake up in the morning, they get their bike, and they go to see it through these beautiful monuments like the Duomo, the Signoria, the Ponte Vecchio, busy with their meetings. But you visitors, you can come over and jump on a bike and visit the historic side of Florence with us on board of a bike.
This is really intriguing, Urbano, because Travis and I, we rode bike. We do some biking, but tell the listeners that aren't really necessarily accustomed to biking or haven't taken a bike tour through a city, do they need to be familiar with biking in order to take advantage of this tour?
No, not at all. Actually, this was a big goal for us, because we started a bike tour of Florence when the mayor of Florence decided to have the city more and more cyclable. So while we were having more and more people on board of our High Bike Florence tour, he was closing more and more streets in order to give it more space to the bicycles. So actually, High Bike Florence doesn't require any experience. Everybody can join the tour, very easy. There's no speed. There's no dress code. Everybody can just jump on a bike and through a very nice and easy itinerary, we can go and discover the monuments. The guide will show you every single square, church, place, and we'll take you for a fantastic gelato in front of the Pitti Palace.
Now, Pat was being kind of kind there, because he says we ride bikes. The truth is, I'm a middle-aged fat guy, and I know you have mountain bike excursions in the hills of Tuscany. That sounds fun, but do you got to be in somewhat good shape to go on the mountain bike tours?
No, not at all. I mean, we want to have people be happy, not happy about.
So a fat guy like me can get on a mountain bike and go tour the hills.
Of course, everybody can join the tour. It's very easy. Like we know that there could be some people that are not used to ride a bike as much as they would think they can, but the itinerary is pretty easy. The bikes are very comfortable, and we know that sometimes some people they just want to get out of town, have like an hour of cycling, having a wonderful glass of wine. So this is how we thought that the bike tour of Florence is not a competitive activity, is not an off-limit experience. It's just a nice stroll through the beautiful Tuscan countryside with wine.
Urbano Brini is our guest on the Total Tuscany podcast. He is with Florencetown.com and Florencetown Tourism. A fascinating guest. So many great stories. So many great tours. So check it out at Florencetown.com. Pat?
Hey, Urbano.
Thank you. Thank you, Travis. Thank you, Pat.
We're not done yet.
We're not done.
We don't want you to hang up. We still got a lot more to talk about.
I mean, I just thank you guys for these beautiful words. You make me blush. I am very happy. We work every day a lot, and it's a hard job to build up so many emotions for the people, and it's good that somebody like you say that. Thank you, guys.
So, Urbano, my wife and one of my daughters loves to ride horses, dressage. Tell me about your horseback riding tour of Tuscany.
Okay, we started this Horses and Vineyards tour in 2009. Since then, we had so many, many happy people. Now we have two departures every day. We start the tour in front of our office. We will transfer you out of town with our minivan, and we'll take you to this beautiful villa where we will meet one of our guides, taking you to the horse center, and after 10 minutes of training on the horses, we will start this beautiful walk through the streets of through the vineyards. A beautiful itinerary that will include hills and cypresses and grapes. It's fascinating, really fascinating. We had the highest score of reviews on this tour. After the walk, after the stroll, they will stop, they will go to see a vineyard, they will go how do we produce wine in Tuscany, and they will have a wonderful taste and also a lunch. It's a great experience for those. We have many Australians on this tour, many Canadians or Africans, people they love nature, people they want to have the naturalistic side of Tuscany.
Urbano, let me ask you this, because some of these tours are shared, but you do offer a private service, a customized service. Do a lot of people take advantage of that option? And when you offer that customized service, what all goes into that? Do they sit down with you and really customize the tour that they want?
Well, we have solutions for everybody. This is the major point. We have regular shared tours for those people that are happy to be on a tour with somebody else. They will respect our departing point, and everything is delivered on a great price, I guess. And, this is pretty affordable and a great experience. But we also have a private activity list. Actually, all the activities that we do can be combined on a private way, no problem at all. We would pick you up at your hotel. That is the difference. A guide, a driver will welcome you. They can also or eventually change the tour while they're doing that. So it's more customized on the person. Some people, they just want to leave at the time that they want. They want to maximize the time they spend in Florence. They want to see a winery instead of another one. They want to have the tour. They want the tour to be sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, or they just want to be by themselves. So we totally understand this, and we deliver private tours for them. Not a problem.
So Urbano, if let's say that I wanted to get up at leisurely time, and maybe about 10 in the morning, I wanted to see the Uffizi, and then have a tour of a winery and sit down and have a wine tasting. You can arrange for that, and maybe tell me about does that affect the line? Are you able to get past some of the lines that we would otherwise have to
Starting from 2014, Florencetown is part of the big Virtuoso brand in America. It's actually one of the biggest network of high-end VIP travel services. One of my agents was very impressed as we were able to have him access to the beautiful Vasari corridor, the corridor that connects the Uffizi Gallery to the Pitti Palace. Just like in 15 minutes, he has been for that. And after 15 minutes, he was in front of the door of the Uffizi. He was very impressed because it will take a lot of time to agencies to visit the Vasari corridor. Florence Town has a scheduled departure every day for the Vasari corridor and a VIP opening in the morning. So practically two departures every day. So this makes us to be the specialist for the Vasari corridor. We are the company in Florence and in Tuscany and actually in the world that opens the Vasari corridor more time than the rest. So we are the specialist. We can open it very easily. We have a skip the line entrance and we make it so smooth. So like something that is generally close to the public, we make it open.
Urbano Brini is our guest. FlorenceTown.com is your stop for your Florence tour. We had Jacopo Di Battista from Castellina in Chianti on with us last week, and he's from Florence. He has his own estate in Chianti, and I asked him this, and I want to ask you this: is that you are from you're from the Tuscan region? Not the tour you want, but what's your favorite thing to do in Tuscany? Where do you like to visit? Where do you like to go? Where do Tuscans go to have a good time?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. Actually, I would say Florence and Chianti are my favorite, but since I'm always here during the week when I have a weekend off or some time off, I like to drive down to Bulgari. That is a beautiful area near the seaside. That area is fantastic because it has a beautiful seaside. There are many, many beautiful companies. They produce wine, wineries. They have a fantastic grapes, fantastic restaurants about fish, about meat. It's incredible. It's actually an area where you don't meet a lot of people. It's not like the upper side of the Tuscan coast, the Versilia, where there's a lot of going on, like restaurants, shops, and clubs. There's just peace, wine, the beach, sports is amazing. Bulgari, for your reference, is a small medieval village where that is like there's this beautiful boulevard of cypresses before getting inside the village, and it's fantastic. I would recommend it to anybody. So Bulgari in Upper Maremma.
Fascinating. I'm anxious to check that out because when we were talking about that before we started recording, Pat and I had never really heard of that area. In Tuscany, there is so much to explore. I mean, there's so much more than Florence. There's so much more than Chianti. There's so many different areas of Tuscany to explore, and it's a fascinating trip. It's a fascinating tour, and that's why we encourage people, if they have an opportunity, to go to Tuscany and experience all of this. FlorenceTown.com is where you want to go. You can also find Florence Town on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest. Urbano Brini has been our guest. Urbano, thank you so much, and we'd love to have you back on the Total Tuscany podcast sometime.
Yeah, thanks, Urbano.
Travis, whenever you want.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Pat Urbano, just a fascinating human being, and he will take the guesswork out of a lot of things you are planning as you go to Tuscany or Florence.
You know, I can't wait to take advantage of some of those tours that he's offering. He makes you feel comfortable. He's got some unique experiences that, you know, we've been to Tuscany several times. Some of those options that he's come up with, I've never even dreamed of having a meal in a castle or taking a night tour of a city.
Well, there's two things that I want to do. I do want to do the Vespa tour, and because I just think it's really cool. I think it's an Italian thing to do. But new for 2014, as he mentioned, was the Siena and San Gimignano by night. We've stayed in San Gimignano. We've been in San Gimignano at night, but not in the way he's offering.
No, and I know what he's talking about. What really intrigued, I like to cook, so the cooking classes, these small private cooking classes that they're arranging, biking tours. But you're right, the Vespa tour sounds like the way to tee off anything that we take advantage of there.
So if you want to know more, and you should want to know a lot more, just go to FlorenceTown.com. And Pat, before we close out today, how much would a guy like Urbano really have helped us on our first trip to Tuscany?
Oh, invaluable. You know, but we learned so much doing it ourselves. But now, taking some time to listen to what Urbano's offering, I wish we would have had that opportunity when we went the first
time.
You
want to be educated, and we hope you know a lot more about Tuscany, Florence, and of course, FlorenceTown.com after listening to today's podcast. Of course, big news about the podcast. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. You can also find us on the Microsoft podcast section. So tell a friend about us. And if you haven't done so yet, I highly encourage you to go to TotalTuscany.com. Please sign up for our email newsletter. We're not going to send you spam. We're not going to try to, you know, shove emails into your inbox every single day. We maybe do an email a week, once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. But it's a better way to build our community, to reach out and experience and explore and enjoy Tuscany at a whole different level. For Pat Campagna, I'm Travis Justice. We'll talk to you next week on the Total Tuscany Podcast.
Ciao.